Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
A lot of people underestimate the role that bees, especially honeybees, play in sustaining agriculture, sustaining food production. It's estimated that they pollinate up to 70% of the basic food crops that the world needs, that people need to eat. And if we didn't have bees, we would have to pollinate these plants ourselves or look at other artificial means of doing it. So bees are extremely valuable as natural pollinators. And of course, they produce honey, which is probably the only natural sweet insect producing or animal producing product that we have, which is pure. So yes, bees are extremely important to our environment and to our agricultural system throughout the world.
In South Africa, talk to us about the bees that are indigenous to this country.
Well, when you talk about bees, remember we have different types of bees. We have the honey bee, which is the bee which actually lives in colonies, many, many bees. But we also have the solitary bees, which we always also underestimate as pollinators. From our side, from the honeybee side, we have two main species or subspecies of bees. Down in the western and the Cape region, western and southern Cape, we have the Apis mellifera capensis, also known as the Cape bee, which basically lives in the winter rainfall area. The different subspecies of the bee, which is north of that particular line, which is in the savannah areas where we are up here in the Free State and Gauteng and Natal and Limpopo Northwest. And that is the African bee, which is also known as Apis mellifera scutellata, is the name we give it, a Latin name. But we call it the African bee. Very strong, very sturdy bee. It's an aggressive bee, especially when disturbed, but simply a very hardworking. In fact, both the Cape bee and the African bee species are hardy, hardworking bees producing honey, lots of honey, and of course good pollinators as well.
Let's talk about ways in which South Africans can assist and perhaps help preserve and conserve the bee populations in our countries. Little things that we can do in terms of being able to ensure that they're protected and that they're able to thrive.
I think the first thing is that people need to understand that honeybees are not pests. Yes, they will swarm off in the swarming season, depending what part of the country you're in, especially in the springtime and the warmer weathers. And if they do swarm off, first reaction is try and destroy them or get rid of them. And that's not the correct way. There are a number of qualified professional beekeepers who are able to assist with the removal of bees. People must be wary of that, not just trying to get rid of them. I think from an agricultural point of view, farmers need to be aware of the harmful effects of pesticides and fumicides on their crops. So long as everybody understands the role and the value of these honeybees in this country, I think it should become a win-win situation.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.